drink today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and we're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. This is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. The phones are loaded. We're returning to the calls. Let's go. This time to Don in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my statement's more like a comment, you know, like
feel free.
I'm real excited about libertarianism, and I'm thinking that that's going to be a real hope for us in America.
Cool.
But I think you're going to have a really hard time selling it with open borders.
Well, I understand that, and that's one of the reasons why you see Ron Paul, for instance, who is mostly a libertarian, why you see him shying away from it. It seems to me to be more politically motivated than anything else. And it's while I share your frustration on that, I can't water down my message, because freedom is the message, and it, just because the American people have been essentially misinformed on the immigration issue certainly doesn't mean that I should shy away from talking about the real issue.
And secondly, the other thing I'd like to point out is fascist governments, which I really do believe that we're on the way to that, if we're not already there. Fascist governments need a scapegoat.
The boogeyman.
And they really do. And they need an interior sort of scapegoat to really work on, to be the worst kind. And that's where it's going to be. It's going to be illegal immigrants in this country. That's just a prediction of mine, and it's something I worry about. So, I understand that people don't agree with me, but I can't back off of that point. I think that immigration is very important to this country and always has been, and we've always had bigots.
That's true. Go ahead.
It's bigotry, but it's also a sense of self-preservation too. You know. That's a big part of it.
Bigotry often comes from self-preservation. Oh, the white culture is going to be eliminated.
Yeah, well, but it's not just that. Like, oh, they're afraid of the Mexicans. They're afraid of losing their way of life, you know.
So were the people that were, when the laws were in place that made blacks sit at the back of the bus, don't you think that those people fought for that just as hard? Can you imagine black people sitting in the same restaurant with us, drinking out of the same water fountains, using the same bathrooms?
Yeah, that's a little different issue.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's the same sort of bigotry.
But it's not 200 or however many million of them, you know.
There were black people all over the South.
Don, is this an issue that concerns you, or are you just pointing out that it's going to be tough to spread liberty with this issue on the plate?
I really believe that the libertarian is our only hope, you know, as far as that goes. And to sell it as open borders, that's going to be next to impossible with conservative opinion, you know.
Well,
so
again,
I think that's your stopping point there is, again, you can't have both ways.
You know, we got liberty in this, we got independence in this country, and that independence from England, you know, we'll be celebrating tomorrow. That was fought for by really a small minority.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about 33% like you were told in high school. The Sons of Liberty in Boston, which were the ones that kicked all this crap off, that was a tiny, tiny percent of the population. The whole of New York City really didn't care one way or the other which direction the war went.
Yep, that much is true. Don, your final comments?
I see. I just like what you're doing. I just thought you needed to hear that.
Thanks, brother. Glad you're out there, and thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And again, there are a lot of people, I think, in America that agree with us, Mark. It may not be the majority, but I think it's important to continue putting this message out there. Continue putting the principled message of freedom is the answer. All of the problems that people inevitably bring up and tie to immigrants are government-created problems in the first place. We can knock down objection after objection. Oh, they're taking our welfare. Well, get rid of the government welfare system. Turn it over to private charities. Let private charities and individuals decide who they want to help and who not. They're coming here and they're taking our jobs. Well, okay, so let's get rid of the minimum wage and allow for competition. I mean, there have been people that have been anti-competition since the beginning of time. Anybody that's in business, like us here in the radio business, Mark, we'd love it if Michael Savage would just disappear tomorrow. he'd free up 400 radio affiliates that we could go after and get our show on. We'd love to have less competition.
I can come up with all kinds of reasons why Michael Savage should be off the air. I really can. Not to mention, the smallest of which is he's advocated violence in Iraq. Isn't that enough?
Right. Who doesn't want to get rid of competition? So I understand that sort of mentality. Unfortunately, to use the government to outlaw your competition is wrong. And secondly, there is no finite supply of jobs. That's the idea that immigrants are coming to America and taking people's jobs is completely just economically untrue. When people come to America, they need places to live, they need food to buy, they need entertainment to watch, they need things to do. Those are people who are coming here creating demand, and that demand must be filled. Therefore, they're creating new jobs by coming here and adding themselves to our economy. There is not a finite supply of jobs. As more people come, more jobs are created. That's just how it works. So the whole anti-immigration fervor is based on nothing but government failure upon government failure. Oh, they're all dealing drugs. Well, legalize drugs. Make it so that business people are selling drugs instead of gangsters and criminals.
I really, you know, what we would see for immigrants coming across this border is the ability to come to this nation and work like every other immigrant group has since this nation was incepted, work for a better way of life. That's all.
Exactly.
We don't want them coming here and getting welfare for free. We don't want them coming here and ruining your culture. We don't want any of that stuff. Now, your culture is going to change. I guess your culture is probably significantly different than the culture of 1776 when we became, well, we declared our independence in 1776.
The boomers have a different culture from the Gen Xers, have a different culture from the Gen Ys, etc.
Somebody who lives in the inner city of Detroit has a completely different culture than somebody who lives on the outskirts of L.A.
Right, white, black, or Hispanic.
Who has a different culture from, somebody who lives in Florida. Culture schmulture. There is no culture. Culture is something you made up.
Yep, it's just an emotional pull. It's a concept design. The idea they're stealing our culture, they're just diluting it or whatever. The idea is just to get people outraged, to get people angry at one particular group.
I love the way I grew up, but you know what? I can never go back to that, and it can never be recreated. My kids aren't going to have it that way, and it's not just because the Mexicans came across the border or because we gave black people the right to vote or any of these other things. What it is society changes. Everything changes. Look, things changed and put the farriers out of jobs. I mean, people used to make a living by putting shoes on horses. Is it a shame that those people don't have jobs anymore?
No, progress.
I suppose you could find some nostalgia in it, but I'm sure they went on to do other jobs.
Yeah, exactly right. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the AMP line. Talk to Ryan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ryan.
Hey, just wanted to call in with a little reality check here.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Couple of different things. First, Buck, who called in the last hour talking about you can't even walk down the streets of Laredo and not see any stray dogs because they're either eating them or fighting them or something.
Yeah. Not just the stray dogs. Yeah. They were going to take them off your leash. Apparently,
you're
going to chop them off with a machete and take your dog and barbecue it right there in front of you.
Well, I suggest that he just drive down to the corner of Gonzales and Lee. That's where the Laredo Animal Protective Society shelter is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of where they keep them. They take them off the street. Yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
Oh, animal shelters. That's where they're going to.
You don't believe that? Are you in Laredo or been to Laredo recently? I mean,
I spent a lot of time there, actually.
So wait a minute. Hold on a second, Ryan. You're telling me you've actually been inside the animal shelter? How do you know it's not empty? How do you know the Mexicans haven't gone in there with a gang and busted the doors down and set up a barbecue grill?
I guess you would have to ask the director of the shelter. His name's Alfredo Flores.
Damn.
Well said, sir. Well said.
Okay, next thing. Okay, this 86% situation. The guy, I think his name was Chris.
The claim was that 86% of wanted murderers are allegedly illegal immigrants in Arizona.
Phoenix. And he can't even get his chain email live straight. That 86% that's thrown around left and right is supposedly from Albuquerque. And, of course, it only comes by that number if you only count all Hispanics. He's a racist prick.
Yep, there you go. Basically, Ryan pointing out, and thank you for the call, pointing out that he's getting all his information from an email forward and presenting it as fact. 1-800-259-9231. And even if it were true, it doesn't negate the idea that people in a free country should be free to cross borders. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 3rd, 2007, gold 656. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 677.28, 334.20 for half, 167.10 for quarter. That's 677.28, 334.20, and 167.10. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. Enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Rolling into the phone calls. Nat in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Nat.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up,
sir?
First of all, I just want to congratulate you. You did an excellent job tonight debunking the anti-immigration arguments.
I was about ready to put a shotgun in my mouth. I couldn't handle the insanity.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, I think just one by one, you just shot down the arguments. I thought that call from Trish was particularly entertaining.
Yeah, thank you.
Trish is only the very extreme of the anti-immigrant folks, but
I think she's one of the more honest. That's all. I think she's just telling us how she really feels.
The part about the leprositic, murdering, raping dog eaters coming across the border in order to sacrifice our virgins was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
No, it's good to hear the arguments, even if they're ridiculous, just to know where they're coming from.
Right.
But anyway, the reason I'm calling tonight, I just wanted to put in my two cents about the precise mathematical definition of libertarianism.
Okay.
To me, libertarianism is the non-aggression principle. And that's where it starts and ends. And that's basically my definition of libertarianism. And so I'm trying to kind of sort out the difference between Ian and Mark here. It seems like Ian is advocating no government, and it seems like what you're saying, Ian, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying we cannot allow any violation of the non-aggression principle, therefore there can be no government. And Mark is saying, well, we need a little bit of taxation to pay for a little bit of government. But my whole point is, why can't we still have a government but just demand that the government lives within the non-aggression principle? In other words, if the government wishes to raise money to pay for anything, let's say police, courts, national defense, it can do so, but it must never resort to legalized robbery.
In that case, you don't actually have a government, because the definition of government includes coercive force. It is an organization with monopoly on coercive force, initiating force on people. So there's no way you can have a government in that particular case. If you want to call it a government in your own mind, that's fine, but what it would be in reality would be a private protection agency operating on a voluntary basis, which I have no objection to.
Okay, I'm not sure why the definition of government has to include the initiation of force. In other words, I kind of do agree with the monopoly thing. I think a monopoly is good because, to me, one of the main purposes of government is to be the final settler of all disputes, right?
Yeah, but the problem
Mark.
The problem with that is, look at our rotten justice system that we have today. It's corrupt as hell, and the fact is, bringing competition into justice is just as healthy as bringing competition into education, as bringing competition into anything else.
And if a police department can't fund itself through coercive force, taxation, then it isn't... It isn't really a police department. You know, it might be like a volunteer posse situation.
Right. How does it enforce its monopoly if it can't fund itself through through coercion?
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking about is methods. Have you ever heard of the idea of contract insurance?
Yes.
Okay. That's one method. I think Ayn Rand advocated for that, and there was another candidate, I believe his name was David Holist, who ran for president under the Libertarian banner maybe 8 years ago. And his idea is basically, every time you buy, sell, or lease something in a free market economy, you would have the choice. If you wanted to, you could pay a little bit extra, maybe 4 or 5%, whatever.
And I think you're right. Contract insurance would allow individuals, the parties to a contract, to protect themselves from default and, you know, people breaking their agreements and that sort of thing. You're saying the government should be the sole provider of contract insurance, and then once again we get into the problem where, well, what if I don't want to pay the rates the government is charging? What if I want competition in that business?
A fair question. Okay, there's two answers to that. Number one, if you can settle the dispute in some other ways, I mean, I think there could be some dispute settling agency as long as both parties agreed to it. In other words, you could go into a room and this private company would say, all right, we're going to settle this dispute.
Those are called arbitrators. Yes.
Okay, fine. Good.
And they exist today.
Right, sure. And I agree. And that's fine. In that case, you really don't have a dispute because they both agree to it and problem solved and there's no need to get the government involved. Agreed.
Right.
However, what if that private company makes a decision and then some dirtbag still doesn't want to pay the other guy what he owes him.
In that case,
then what do you do?
Well, in that case, you should have in your agreement, again, if you've got contract insurance, then the contract insurer is going to pay out to you if you were the offended party, and then the contract insurer takes that other person on through the process. And that process could include multiple arbitrators in that you could appeal to the next arbitrator, that sort of thing. And if in the very end the person doesn't agree and doesn't honor their commitment, doesn't honor the contract they signed, then their reputation gets damaged. And in theory, at least, in a more free market society, we would have, like credit ratings, but different, more of a reputation rating, a la your eBay reputation rating, but a little more complex. Thanks for the call, Nat. We appreciate it. More on the way with Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire? Go. Oh, we dropped Dave. Sorry about that. Let's go to Eric in Kansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Eric? Eric going once? Eric in Kansas going twice?
I'm here.
Here he is. What's on your mind, Eric?
I'm here.
We got you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to drop me there.
We got you.
We were.
What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, first of all, I understand that you're really wed to your position on immigration and you don't.
No, I'm wed to my position on freedom.
Well, okay. And I, but at the same time, you know, everything isn't black and white. There are shades of gray. And I think that one aspect of this discussion that I haven't heard expressed in much depth is that this wave of immigrants that people are upset about now is significantly different than past waves of immigrants in that there is no, you know, massive desire to become American. In fact, there is an anti-Americanism that is coming with many of these people.
When you say become American, what do you mean?
The people that are coming here, not all of them, of course, but there are large numbers of immigrants that actually have great disdain for Americans and our culture, our lifestyle, our laws, everything. And these people are not necessarily liberty-loving either. I mean, how do you feel about large numbers of people that like totalitarian government rule coming to America? Because
that's an absurd.
I don't like the idea, but to say that that's necessarily what the case is, don't know what these Mexicans think, and neither do you. Now, I'd like to address all the things you said up to this point. Have you noticed all those Italian restaurants with little pictures of Italy on them and the red and green and white flag? I feel like those people aren't assimilating enough.
Well, okay. Look,
hold on. I would also be likely to hate Americans if it was shoved in my face every single day that people were pissed off that I was here and thought that I was a dog eating.
You are in denial, and you need to educate yourself about this topic.
Okay, why don't you help educate us? Coming up in a moment here, Eric. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We got Scott. We've got David on the line. If they'll hang, we'll get to them and your calls as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. with more than 500 vital functions. Give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features, totally free. And some of those features include our wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It is listener-editable. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. Let's go back to Eric in Kansas. Now, Eric, you're going to explain to us why it is we're all wrong about this whole freedom thing.
Well, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some websites so that you can do some research for yourself, because we don't have the time for me to read you items or go into it. I can explain it to you much better if I send
Are these websites,
people.
Hold on now, are these websites going to explain to me why I should abandon my principles?
No, well, they won't tell, no, and they wouldn't encourage you to abandon your principles, but they will give you a different perspective, one which I think that you are failing to appreciate.
I'm not really, if you want to give me one of your websites, that will be sufficient, but then I'd like you to sort of expound on that perspective so our listeners can benefit as much as I will.
Okay. I would suggest that you go to www.frostywooldridge.com. And
what is that, sir?
Can I spell it?
Go ahead.
FrostyWooldridge.com.
Now, what is that, sir?
Frosty Wooldridge is a man who has traveled the world. His experiences with various cultures and life in general are fairly astounding, and he is a true patriot and has written extensively about the detrimental effect of this current immigration wave on our country. And, you know,
So it's a case study. It's one man's opinion.
Well, it's the opinion of a very well-educated,
I don't really care
articulate.
Who Frosty is. I don't really care what his experience is.
Well,
it doesn't matter to me, Eric, because the issue is freedom. And when it comes to these imaginary lines in the sand known as borders, in a so-called free country, people should be free to cross those lines. Do you or do you not agree with that?
I agree with that, but I don't like the idea of lots of non-freedom-loving people coming here. And you seem to think that all these people want to live in a free country. And
I don't
they
know
don't.
If you,
they don't share your values.
The only thing I'm proposing, Eric, is that those people want to live a better life. Now, I don't think they necessarily
they
understand the concepts of liberty.
Life.
I'm not sure they understand any of this, but I do think that what you've got is a higher brow version of what Trish had, which is those people coming across the border are a bunch of rape and leprosytic, murdering.
She is absolutely right. The amount of crime these people are creating.
Before you go any farther, could you please say for me that the people coming across the border are a bunch of leprosytic, racist, raping, murdering dog eaters? Could you just repeat that for me?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but the crime statistics are not printed in the newspaper. There is so much crime.
Right, they're printed on
email,
forwards all around the internet.
You are not aware of the crime that is happening because
what do
you
want to do about
it,
Eric? What do you want to do about it, huh? What do you want to do?
What I want to do about it is take away all of the freebies that the government is tossing out to the
people. Okay, I agree with that. Thank God, I'm for that. Now, hold on. Now, you're for abolishing all welfare, right?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, so I agree with you there. So we're going to abolish welfare, and then what?
You take away the freebies, and the immigration wave will stop.
Well, then we're
great.
Then we are on the same side. Absolutely.
Okay,
hold on now. Let me follow you here. Let's say we get rid of welfare, and let's say we end the war on drugs as well. That way they can't come here and sell drugs.
Love it.
Okay, great, great. So we're on the same page here. So then you're okay with people moving into America then, right?
I have no problem with immigration. What I have is a problem with the kinds I'm tired of you ridiculing people. If anybody says anything, you're so politically correct that you cannot tolerate any kind of negative response. But the fact is, whether you
we've
like it or not, whether
anti-
you admit
we've
it
been
or
taking
not,
anti-immigrant calls all the last 2 hours of the show. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, every time somebody says something about eating dogs or something, you make them sound like they're insane. And
that is
fact,
insane.
That
sir.
Kind of stuff
That's
does
insane.
Go on. It really does.
I'm sure that there's a dog or two that gets eaten inside the United States. But to say that the Mexican immigrants, legal or illegal, that come into this country are stealing people's dogs off of their leashes and barbecuing them in their kitchens is just ludicrous.
Right.
Well, that's a little extreme, but the fact is
it's ludicrous.
There are, it's
and to answer,
call
to paint,
it what it is, Eric.
Answer,
it's ludicrous.
To paint all immigrants with the same brush is completely unfair.
I'm
and
not painting all immigrants.
No, Eric's not.
He did. I heard him say. I heard him paint the immigrants all with the same brush. That they're all coming here to suck off the welfare teat.
Enough of them are that it's a problem, and we need to deal with it.
Welfare is the problem, not the immigrants.
All we've ever said from the very, very beginning is, let's cut off welfare, and that way you're taking the bowl of milk away, and the stray cats will stop coming.
Thanks for the call,
Eric. Now, if those stray cats are the kind of people that you disagree with, that are the murdering, raping, dog-eating lepers that are coming across the border that we've alleged that are down there, which I haven't seen any evidence of these people, if that's what we're talking about, fine.
Right.
See,
now, what Eric said earlier was that they're all coming here to suck off the teat of the welfare state. But when we talked to that nice young lady that called our show last night, who actually is an immigrant and therefore knows some immigrants instead of just being a bunch of white people reading their forwarded emails, she pointed out that everyone she knows isn't on welfare, that everyone she knows is working hard. So I know who I'm more likely to believe, and that is the people that actually know some immigrants. Now, there's no doubt there are people coming here for the welfare. So if we get rid of the welfare, then that solves a whole lot of problems. But most of the people who've called the show tonight aren't like Eric. Once we wipe away the welfare objection from them, then their next objection is, well, they're still illegal.
Yeah.
They always have another objection, the idea of people coming to this country to make a better life for themselves, because they don't like brown people. Let's continue with the calls and talk to, let's go to Ron in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Ron.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ron?
You're ready for a totally ridiculous rant?
Okay, please.
Go for it.
Okay. First off, I heard somebody say that illegal immigrants are disobeying the laws that are inconvenient to them, and enough gun owners are disobeying laws that are inconvenient to us. Well, one, anti-gun laws aren't laws because laws cannot conflict with the Constitution, so they're not merely inconvenient. They don't exist. The only thing that makes them laws is that there's a million cops out there ready to blow my expletive deleted head off if I break them.
Right, so then you would agree with that. So wait, Ron, so then you would agree then that the immigration laws are also not really laws because they conflict with the Constitution. As Gardner Goldsmith rightly pointed out, the state of Texas created their own immigration department back in the day because they understood that immigration was not a federal matter at all.
I concur in that assessment.
Great. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Scott in California, listening on KSCO. Scott, congratulations. You're our first KSCO caller.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I agree with libertarianism in principle. However, when blended with today's reality,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's a recipe for disaster. For example, well, let's get to the immigration issue.
Sure, everyone else has.
I agree that the human beings should be as free as birds to cross borders. I truly agree that. However, it's a totally lopsided immigration policy favoring one nation above all others. And I would have to say that blacks paid a very high price to be in America, the land of the free. And if we just give it away, you know, their jobs and we poor white working, men and women, to Mexico. No, I work with a lot of Mexicans. I have a lot of friends from Mexico. Mm-hmm. They are hardworking. I don't know any on welfare, but I know that it is a socialist state. And so, people are more likely to take advantage of socialist programs here than we offer so many.
Right.
And one other thing, the culture just means daily life. That's what culture
libertarianism, you're kind of confused about something, though. Libertarianism isn't meant to be mixed in with the current situation. It's meant to be a goal, something to be attained. You have to tear down the existing state structures in order to attain a state of liberty.
It's idealism.
Well,
I don't think that's the case.
What's wrong with having an ideal that you want to work towards?
Well, to tear down the existing structure is no small task.
Nor is getting rid of welfare.
But we're up for it. Thanks for the call, Scott. Hope to hear from you again. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're being followed very, very closely. You zig, it zigs. You zag, it's right behind you, exactly where you want it to be, because it's your trailer. When I come back, I'll lead the lesson on how to follow.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Whether it's horses or a new boat, you're towing weight or pulling the right way. Here's advice to follow. First, never exceed towing capacity. Too much weight behind can do big damage to the vehicle and its tires in front. Next, pursue and purchase a weight-appropriate hitch, hitch ball, and ball mount. And finally, do you know the leading towing accessory? Though trailer lights and turn signals list, they all trail behind you, the driver. So for a towing experience worth its weight in gold, closely follow the safety rules of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call. Fit it in your 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Hundreds of our listeners have decided to do it for as little as $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And again, all the features on our site are for free. Unlike, you know, Rush Limbaugh that wants $7 or $6 a month for his site. We've got more for free than those other shows have under their pay section at freetalklive.com. So if that's all valuable and you like the message we're spreading here on Free Talk Live, check out the AMP program. Basically, it allows us to get on more radio stations because that $3 a month that comes in gets turned right back around into promoting the show to get the message of freedom and liberty out as far and as wide as possible. Now, we just finished up a call with Scott in California, listening on our newest affiliate, KSCO, out there. And Scott was kind of concerned about, well, you know, liberty is not really working in today's world. It's too difficult to get back to that. It's too difficult to get rid of welfare. And, you know, kind of sort of that defeatist throw-in-the-towel mentality. Look, there's no doubt. I agree with Scott. It is a very difficult task to get rid of just welfare, let alone all the other wealth redistribution programs that the government has created and has foisted upon us. There's no doubt that's a difficult task. Does that mean we shouldn't take it on? Does that mean we should just give up? Should we just forget about this whole liberty thing and enjoy our cell phones, television, and internet?
Let's not forget the daunting task that is stopping illegals from coming across the border. I mean, It's gonna be a huge monumental task in order to stop or even slow down illegals coming across the border.
Yeah, if you thought welfare was expensive.
It's gonna cost a whole bunch of money to do it. And it's gonna fail, as it's failed all along.
As the war on drugs has failed,
now,
as the war on poverty has failed.
What's gonna happen as the failures mount up is you're gonna have, you know, people are gonna be being paid off at the border, so
they already are.
You're gonna have to have the sort of internal police going on there, checking our own border police people. You're gonna have to have internal checkpoints to catch the illegals that are already here.
They already have that.
Roadside stops all over. I know they're happening in San Diego and pretty much, I don't know, anywhere near the border, they're having random roadside stops. That is weirdly Nazi to me.
Not freedom.
What else are you going to do? Probably
raid the business owners. You got to raid the business owners.
A huge amount of paperwork that they have to fill out. As a matter of fact, they should hire a person to handle, you know, sort of the immigrant status of all their employees. I could be posing as a real citizen when in fact I'm a legal alien. Somebody needs to check me. How about house-to-house searches? You could be hiding one in your house as your sort of domestic servant.
Right. Imagine what the punishment will be for that.
I don't know.
They're hiding an immigrant, sort of like hiding the Jews back in Nazi Germany.
Gas chambers? Immediately a bullet in your head?
1-800-259-9231. Really? You're not being... I mean,
no.
It could get there.
Right. It absolutely could. And I'm just saying, it's a daunting task to keep the illegals out. We might as well get rid of this, you know, the bowl of milk, the saucer of milk that we put out for the stray cats. Let's get rid of welfare that encourages our own citizens not to work and encourages illegals to come over here, the bad sort of illegals that we do not want to come here and, suck off the largesse that we have.
Some people would say, yes, Mark, I agree with that, but we need to lock down the borders first before we can get rid of welfare.
Well, hold on.
Because they're coming now. It's an invasion, Mark.
Look, if you're going to lock down the borders, you might as well. Let's start getting rid of welfare now, then.
But you need to lock down the borders first.
Why?
Because they're coming here now.
Okay, well, and we're giving away welfare now. Now,
right.
That makes as much sense as shooting all the cats that are trying to drink the milk out in your front door. Well, we got to get rid of the cats first. No, pick up the damn milk and move it back inside. You shouldn't have had it outside in the first place.
Let's go to the phones. David in Montana listening on KGEZ. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David.
Nationalism is an antiquated way of thinking, man. That's what I say, man. These guys... They sound like you say, they want to turn my America into a Nazi land, put a fence around it.
Yeah, but they'll call it...
We're going to have to show papers to get a job. My kid is going to have to prove that he's an immigrant if they get their way with the anchor babies. Our birth certificates won't be good. These idiots don't know what the heck they're asking for.
You know, the Germans...
The answer is freedom.
Well,
and
the Nazis thought they were free.
They say our culture is going to disappear. Listen, people, our culture is maybe part of the reason why we need some people coming over here, because 40 million Americans are dead because of our culture.
Yeah, if the culture in America is hatred,
they
gotta I want it to
dream
change.
On. Ever since Neil Armstrong put his foot on the moon and looked back at this blue bubble we're on, we are one world, and we better make it an American world. It ain't about being left. It ain't about being right. It ain't about being conservative or liberal. It's about being American. And for them words that we're going to celebrate tomorrow, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And
you
no line
on
the ground is going to stop it. I say they don't have an ocean to cross. They're on land. It took two generations for an Italian accent to come out of me. I still got a little bit of it, and I still got the passion of it, of the immigrant story. America is the immigrant story of Earth, man, and we got to show the world. If we don't show it here, it ain't going to happen nowhere.
Wow.
I say we got to bring this American dream to the world. It's like when they said the blacks are going to ruin the country if you release the slaves. No way. They said the Irish were going to ruin America. No way. They said the Southern Europeans were going to ruin America. No way. America got stronger every time. And every time them immigrants went out and put down evil to where it was, they had freedom. In World War One, they said the Germans caught some guys. They said, you can't stop these Americans. These guys are thirsty, freedom-loving people, man. That
well, we used to be. Apparently, we've forgotten about that whole freedom-loving thing. But, Dave, that was brilliant. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for the call. We definitely appreciate it. Awesome. Awesome job. Yeah, that's what it really is all about. Here's the trick to freedom, Americans. If you want to be free, then you have to let everybody else have that same level of freedom that you want. Now, maybe Americans have just basically given up on the whole freedom thing. Maybe they've pretty much resigned themselves to living in a police state. Maybe they like the false sense of security that the police state gives them. Maybe that's what maybe that's the direction they want to go in. And if that's the case, then you should just go and create your own little enclave and put up a big fence with barbed wire on the top and have all the armed guards that you want surrounding your enclave, and then you can have your own little culture all in your own little land all by yourselves. Me and the rest of my friends that actually care about freedom and liberty, we'll live outside of that little fenced-in area. I don't want you fencing in the place where I live. Thanks very much. Let's continue with the calls and talk to Ivan in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Ivan.
Yes, I want to say that the lifeboat of America cannot support the population of the entire ship of the world that might be sinking without our quality of life deteriorating and being forced to compete with the slave labor of other nations such as China, India, and many, many other places where the quality of life is dragged down because of tyranny in their government and slave labor. And by having totally open trade, we're forced then to compete with slaves, therefore driving our wages down to such a low level that
there's
we are
slaves. There's a lot of we are
ourselves.
And all that other stuff going on there. Now, who is we and who is our?
We are America.
Well, my wages and I have nothing to do with what we're competing with in China with. So
if you're a
talking about me,
worker and you're competing with China wages, China's using slave labor.
Get another job. I'm not a factory
slave
worker
for the price of your wage.
But I'm not a factory worker, and you're saying you and me and we and all that other
and
stuff.
And in addition, I'm sorry, China may not be the most perfect of countries. Of course, neither are we, but the people working in factories over there are not slaves, sir. They voluntarily come off the farms in order to make more money working in a factory.
You know, I'm starting to think you guys are like some kind of a CIA project, like Project Mockingbird or something, because the crap you're saying are going to turn us into slaves and give all the power to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who could afford to have a security force of such a size that it would dominate the entire nation.
Right,
and make
so
the rest of
hold on just a second. Slaves. How in the world can you say that liberty is going to give our freedom away to the Rothschilds? Look, America's a lot stronger
details,
than that. What you are is a scared
pushing.
Little man concerned that
yes.
the Jewish bankers are going to come get us. Look, that's the most ludicrous crap I've ever heard.
No, it's not. No, it's not the most ludicrous crap you've ever heard. The most
denial, the most
I've
common human response. Thanks for the call, Ivan. 800. Oh, wait, we're done.
You know, it's the funny thing about this is most of the world's bankers are Dutch. You know? Come on.
You mean
leave
their last
the poor
names,
Jews alone. They're not coming to take your children away.
Their last names aren't all Rothschild and they don't all...
Bilderbergers.
No, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing. Is it the idea?
I wish the Bilderbergers were sending me a damn check. Where's my check?
Yeah. We're doing this show from my house. I need an upgrade. All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. The idea that getting back to liberty would make it so bankers and armed gangs would take over?
Right.
What?
Freedom's a scary thing.
Oh, we need the police state. Come on in, coppers. Search my house. Take my freedom. As long as I can breathe another breath. Back tomorrow. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.